AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The debate has started in the House on the impeachment of President Trump.
If inciting a deadly insurrection is not enough to get a president impeached, then what is?
The left in America has incited far more political violence than the right.
This is the second impeachment in the House. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Resolved that Donald John Trump, President of the United States, is impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors.
For the second time in 13 months, House Democrats are arguing for President Trump's removal, with Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying he incited an armed rebellion at the Capitol.
He is a clear and present danger to the nation.
Republicans like Jim Jordan argue this is simply Democrats continuing an obsession with canceling the president.
We should be focused on bringing the nation together. Instead, Democrats are going to impeach the president for a second time, one week before he leaves office.
It's unclear how impeachment may move in the Senate. A GOP strategist says Republican leader Mitch McConnell believes the president did commit impeachable offenses and told donors this weekend he's through with the president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says President Trump bears responsibility for the attack on the Capitol, but he opposes a fast impeachment. If the president is impeached, Majority Leader McConnell in the Senate won't agree to invoke powers calling senators into emergency session. It means an impeachment trial would likely last into the Biden administration. National Guard troops have been seen all around the Capitol grounds. D.C. Police Chief Robert Conte says there are a lot of them.
I think you can expect to see somewhere upwards beyond 20,000 members of the National Guard that will be here in the footprint of the District of Columbia.
A man who was photographed wearing a Camp Auschwitz t-shirt during the Capitol riot last week has been arrested in Virginia. This is AP News. Aspiring college students are struggling to show their potential during the pandemic.
Colleges are making tests optional and finding new ways to evaluate students now that community service and extracurriculars have been curtailed. They're leaning more heavily on essays, grades, and the rigor of coursework. Also, for the first time, the common application that allows students to apply to multiple schools added space to write about the pandemic. One student wrote, "My parents losing their jobs made it very hard." Others wrote of struggling to focus in noisy households. And in-person interviews are now either over Zoom or just videos. I'm Julie Walker.
A powerful windstorm rolled through the Pacific Northwest, killing one person in Spokane, Washington, and leaving a trail of damage, including a highway shut down after a landslide and a tractor trailer that was nearly blown off a bridge. Nearly 500,000 people lost power. Wind gusts reached 70 miles per hour in the Puget Sound area. Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.